End of day, the tour was Sunday night. Film-wise, both.
That could also be actually, because if someone's taking medicine every day, it could be better as well, maybe. Could be, it's better. Say, if someone's taking like a course, could be it's better, yeah, yeah.
That's a course.
What?
That's a course, but just...
He wants to take every day. Yeah, maybe it's better. Yeah. Okay, today's talk remains to actually, the wife said, that's a shadow, so someone has to go to hospital shower. Someone has to go wash up for good reasons. The wife's having a baby, or whatever, someone's going for good reasons. Whatever, someone has to go to hospital on Shabbos. So, first of all, I'll tell you one thing. Number one thing is that, again, I want to stress this many, many times, that if there's any sophic whatsoever of a person, watch if someone fainted. So the Meister, if someone's in a shoe and someone fainted, no one knows what's going on. It could be a serious condition. So you can't wait to see when the guy revives. You know, the first thing to do is go and phone the ambulance, go have solo or what do you call it. That's the first thing to do. One has to take any risk. Any time a person's got a question, a sophic, a doubt, that there might be a conscious of Austin involved, the person has to call the Shabbos. And I won't say the more the merrier, but the Meister, whoever does it, is how he's ever shook the Shabbos. There's nothing wrong. So any sophic whatsoever, one has to be mazars oneself to Mechal Shabbos, and in such a case like that, the quicker, the better. So therefore, there's no shinui, there are any differences when you phone. You go straight ahead and you phone the emergency services. There's
no... I should come to that.
So in that case there, you phone the ambulance, you phone the Hatzolah, whoever you want to phone, that's the person you phone. Generally speaking, if someone's not well, he feels that someone's got a pain somewhere and he feels it's quite serious, he thinks it might be serious, there's no difference whether the Chol himself phones or anyone else in the house phones. There's no difference. There's no advantage of the Chol phone rather than anyone else. Everyone's responsible for each other. So it's just like the Chol is allowed to phone, just like the old person himself can phone. Anyone there can phone as well. If you don't need a shina, when you come to shina, let's just figure this out. Shulchan says there are more paskins that the Meister. If a person, we hold that the pikuach nefesh is dechuy on Shabbos, it's pushed off. That means if a person can avoid doing chilul Shabbos, obviously, want to try and avoid doing it. Now that means if a person has got time to play with it, he needs to get to hospital, but it's not urgent to the second. Yeah, that means, like, for example, a woman's having a baby, for example, right? So she's not imminent to her. She's started having pains. She knows it's not imminent to get there within the next 10 minutes. She's got a bit of time to get there. If that's the case, then one should do a shinri when one phone comes in. If the Meister, someone's got a pain in his chest, then that's a serious thing. That could be serious. That you can't wait for. Then you can't do a shinri. You have to phone immediately. Generally speaking, to people like us, whenever a person's got something wrong with them, or someone's got something wrong, we have to assume the worst. We can't know what it is. My bitch can't know. Someone just told me now, I've just been so interested in what happens, someone told me now, for example, he had a pain in his chest on Shabbos, not this week, it was a few weeks ago, I don't know what it was, how long ago. So he decided he's going to phone the ambulance first. So he phoned the ambulance services, and they told him that before they come, it'll be 1 3/4 hours. They can't get it before 1 3/4 hours. Oh, well, he's just talking, he's a charge machine. So he made a question, and I said, he can wait a bit, see how it was. Anyway, after he waited a bit, he felt a bit worse, and he decided to get the phone hands off. So that is a cheshbon, which the Meister, a person who's a choler, can make that cheshbon, he thinks it's not so serious. If a person doesn't know, then a person has to assume the worst, he has to do straight away whatever has to be done. How does one phone with the shinui? So the best thing to do is, like this, Moshe, you look at us, you see, good thing you came. He said, he wants to make it interesting, Moshe says today. So what you do is, Moshe, you tell him it's interesting afterwards, right? What you do is the best way to phone with a shinri, that means a person has got, it's not imminent, time is not of the importance. He's got a bit of time to play with, he's got a minute to play with. The best thing to do is, first of all, they say that one should use a phone without display, if you can. But I don't know if you can get them anymore nowadays, I don't think these phones exist, for a phone without display. So what you do is you knock the phone off with your elbow like that, that's one. Right? You pick the phone up, and then you phone the service that you want with a shinri. What I know what you do, you use, either use a spoon or use your little finger. Let's say you want to phone the 999. So you phone with a shinri using a different finger. Someone just told me, actually, this person was telling me, actually, said to me, and I see the possum speak about this, actually. You have to be careful. When you use a shinri, something goes wrong. So you're coming out, ending up doing more chilul shabbos if you phone directly. He told me, this person told me, actually, he tried a shinri. He phoned with a shinri, actually, and he got the wrong number because I pushed the wrong digits. So he got another number. So you have to know, if you're a calm, collected person, a person is in control, he knows he's not so bohol, then he should phone with a shinri. He knows it's not urgent. He should phone with a shinri, and he speaks on the phone. Now, Shlomo Zalman says already, once a person makes the circuit, that means a person gets through, to the phone, and he gets through, let's say, to the dispatcher, whoever, let's say it's 999, it's about 999 for the first time being. So let's say he gets through to the dispatcher of 999, so they ask a few questions. He has to answer all the questions clearly. And Shlomo Zalman says that speaking on the phone, once the initial contact has been made, there's not much of an istikhara of speaking. However, Shlomo Zalman says, you can say hello, you can say bye-bye, even though that's not much necessary. You're allowed to say something which is a natural way of speaking. But don't ask him what's the weather like there. That you shouldn't do, Shlomo Zalman says. Shlomo Zalman, you shouldn't prolong the conversation more than is necessary. So the basics, what's necessary, can be said clearly, and make sure a person answers all the questions that he's been asked. And then, when he finishes the conversation, now this is always a big question, can you put the phone back? Now, I don't know how it works with a normal dispatcher for ambulance. Let's go switch to Hatzolah now. Hatzolah pastors, you have to put the phone back, because it could be they might want to phone you back again. They might want to tell you something, that people are on the way, or they're going to be a bit delayed, I don't know, whatever. It could be they need to get hold of you. So then, Lechoya wants you to put the phone back again. There, time is not of the essence. You can do it with a shinri. So you pick the phone up like this, in a funny way, and you slot it in here with a shinri. So whatever you could do with a shinri, you do with a shinri. Whatever can't be done with a shinri, you have to do a normal one. You can do. So again, when that solar passes, you can put it back with a normal dispatcher for the ambulance service. I don't know. Someone told me also they can phone you back sometimes. It can be sometimes they want to phone you back. So if that's the case, they need to phone you back, and they might have to tell you something, and you've got the same header, so you have to put it back, huh? I'm trying to answer. You're allowed to put it back with a shilling in case they need to phone you back. So that's
how would you answer the phone?
So when you answer the phone, you again, if you can pick out with a shilling, then a person should pick out with a shilling. When it does it in an abnormal way, picks up the phone in an abnormal way, that's the best way of doing such a thing like that. So you speak on the phone, tell her what you need, etc., etc. Then, let's say they say he has to go to hospital. So now the person's got to make a cheshbon on how to go to hospital. So let's say, first of all, he makes a cheshbon, Moshe, let's say, for example, he thinks the hospital further away is much better. There was one very nearby, but he's not happy with the hospital. He thinks the doctors are better in the second hospital, which is much further. So let's say he's driving him, but again, if that's for necessity, for Bikur HaNefesh, this is a shadow we're talking about, Bikur HaNefesh, and the person's got a cheshbon, which makes sense, that the further hospital is better. So let's say, that's an example, let's say that's a heart specialist place. So they're miyuchat for hearts. So the chayra, that's a good cheshbon. So the chayra, a person will be allowed to drive all the way there. That a person will be allowed to do. If it's a monetary consideration, that's already very, that's not posh at all. Let's say, for example, someone's got insurance. And insurance only paying a certain hospital, they won't pay another hospital. That's already, that's dodgy really. That the chayra, the possible says, not so posh. That the chayra, one can't for monetary purposes really go to a further drive to a further place for that reason. Because you can't do a chil of Shabbos to save money. That's not really a cheshbon that one can take into consideration. That's already much more complicated. The monetary considerations don't really come into consideration. So that one has to, that's not posh to that. But I'm saying a further hospital where the person's better, or the doctor they know in the other hospital they don't know in the first hospital, or there's some relationship where they know is better in the other place, then a person goes to the second place. But if there's no reason, then one should obviously go to the nearest place. That's what one should do. That's always a problem, going into cars and everything on Shabbos. I mean, let's say, for example, a person has to go into a car, so he's got to take his belongings with him into the taxi. Let's say he's going by taxi, first of all. So, again, if the hospital that he's going to is within the Eruv, so then there's no problem of carrying. He can take all his belongings into a suitcase, whatever he needs, puts it into a case and go into the taxi and go to the hospital. He could take even muksa items, even things that are not so necessary he's allowed to take, which anything which is a service. Moshe wants to take a phone with him in case after Shabbat he needs a phone, so all the sub data, all calms the person down. All that is mutter. That's all if the person is within an eruv. If he's not within an eruv, that really gets more complicated. Then can you take other things that are not necessary for Shabbat as well? That's not so posh, That's really more problematic. The best is if one can get a non-Jew to carry for him, that's always the best. But I'm saying, if someone goes without solo, or someone's going someone's going without solo, for example, it's all needing there, generally speaking. The needs taking them. That's a bit of a problem, taking stuff into things that are not necessary for Shabbos. Whatever a person needs around the need of a Shabbos, the marshal, the chos mutter. But things that are not needed, then to start taking those things with, that's not so posh. Must take a tefillin with, for example, for Sunday. Yeah, that one has to be a cheshbon, but that's not so posh at all one can do. Because you can't do things that are necessary for Shabbos, it's not needed for Shabbos, Moshi. It's not, you can only carry things of Shabbos which are needed for Shabbos, or the chol. Things that are not needed, it's not so possible to take along. Also, who can come with the chol? That's very important. Obviously, a chol goes to hospital on Shabbos, he needs someone with him. You can't expect the chol, especially in today's world, there's definitely no question about it. There needs to be people with the chol. And therefore, it's imperative that people go with this chol. Really, it's very risky. Yeah, okay, you have to know about it. I just say, now that maybe you can't get in, I still think it's better if someone's there. I still think it's a minor if someone's there.
Why
you say, well, they won't let him in anyway, you say. No, yeah, no, I was saying, it's interesting, it's like, I mean, if they won't let you in, you say, what's the point of going with? But first of all, I'm not even sure, till there, Mr. Thomas, to the help. It's also a help for the chola. Till you get to the casualty, till you get to the A&E, the chola's got some comfort signs with him. You have to speak to what do you call it, to the, when you get inside and you have to put you through, that's also ready to help. So I would have thought there's still an advantage of someone going with. Might say interesting, I think Rav Papa's got sugar about going in an ambulance, because is there a problem of yichud in the ambulance? With the ambulance drivers? Very interesting question, actually, that. While I'm in an ambulance, all tinted, we can't see through the windows there, so let's say a woman's going into hospital, and she's in the back there, and the ambulance is driving her, is there a problem of yichud? Is there a problem with a man being with a woman there? So I think the Papa says it's better that the husband goes with her. So it's an interesting thing. I think he makes that question. It's better that the, as far as I remember, the Papa says that it's better that the husband goes with, so no problem with Yichud. Besides that, many possibly say without Yisrael Yichud, it's always goodbye for someone to go with, to make sure there's someone there. You'll say maybe now it doesn't help you so much, you have to know about that Taka's issue. Certainly for a child, you can't expect, they're normally let people go with them with children. So for a child, certainly, you can't expect a child to go by himself. So therefore, certainly, a person should go with to the thing. Even if you need the mother and father, let's say the mother is a backup for the child. The mother is very, I don't know what you call it. The mother is, for example, she reassures him. But the father's got more say in deciding the medical issues. So both are really needed. See, if both are needed, both can go. If that's tackle what's needed. If you need both to go, then you can have both go.
Can the accompaniment also take a suitcase with?
That's just not. Good question, I wouldn't have thought so. He's got no head to be there, he's got a head to take the chayyim themselves got a head to avoid what he sort of doubt he needs to calm himself down. But the other person's going with, that doesn't mean so posh it. I have to think about how to. Yeah, the question here. I say, I don't think you can take anything with you. I'll take weedy material with maybe. And maybe if you add it to the Mara Bishroom, you add it to the Chola's case, then that's better. But take it separately, I'm not so sure that's posh it. So I have to think about it, I'm not sure. Chashon sort of has to drive himself to the hospital. I mean, it can happen sometimes. A emotional person can't wait and just go straight to the hospital himself. That, I don't know what the answer is. So Moshe, a person gets to the hospital, gets to A&E, he drops the guy off, but then what does he do with the car? He can't switch the engine off, Pashtas.
That's
the problem. How can you switch the engine off? And you can't even buy A&E either, they won't let you leave it there. So obviously the best is to get a guy to drive it, but when are you going to find a guy to drive your car? I don't know what you're going to do. That's type of problematic in such a case. Person arrives at a place, Moshe, he drove himself, and he's got Moshe, he's managed to get the patient to A&E, so this patient's sorted out. So now the question is, what does he do with his car? So it's illegal to park. I'm sure it's illegal to park by A&E. You can't park there because the ambulance needs to get there. I'm sure not allowed to, but the thing is, you can't switch the engine off.
So why the ambulance move out of the way
for
the car?
Well, they won't move for the car, which I don't think so. They won't move, they won't move for the car. Parking is a problem. I don't know what you do, actually. That's more problematic, the parking. Whatever happens. I say a goy is certainly allowed. You'd have to get a goy to do it, but I don't know which goy you're doing like that for you on Shabbos. That's the truth. And then also, obviously, consent forms and everything, all has to be signed to get the chol inside, obviously, which is necessary. It's no shy, of course. Of course you have to do that. No question about that. What? If you can sign with a shinui, obviously, that's better. Again, anything that a person can do with a shinui, if a person can do, and it's not, time is not of the essence. That means a person's not It's got an extra few seconds to do. Then if a person can sign with a shoe, he makes a difference in the signing. That's due. I think normally an oral consent is normally generated out nowadays. Someone told me many years ago, he was asked to Shiloh, actually, Will told me he was asked to Shiloh, that they asked, and there was someone had an appendix, they wanted an operation, and the guy had to write on the form. So they won't do the operation unless you give a written consent. So well, it has to be done, it's dangerous, it's not done. They said it was dangerous, it's a constant washer, they don't have it done, it's a constant washer. So the best thing then in such a case is to sign with the ship. Alright, what's that? What machine? Well, I've seen my shit, I have to wait part 2.